NPR.
Cardiff Garcia.
Thanks to Vanek Smith.
Do you hear this?
Yeah, I know. It's the holiday music for the holiday season,
yes,
which
it
means
is.
It's time to ask for money. It's the giving season. It's the giving season is what I meant.
We are asking you to donate to your local NPR member station because they bring so much wonderful programming to you.
That's right. And by going to donate.npr.org/indicator, make sure you include the slash indicator.
Yeah, because then they'll know we sent you.
That's right.
And we will deliver that love right back to you.
So please make sure to donate before the end of the year.
And thanks again.
Hey, everyone. It's Cardiff and Stacey. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. And today is the last Jobs Friday of the decade, people.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like we need a bigger air horn.
Yeah, we're going to be
insufferable need a bigger air horn
this whole month when we're like, it's the last XYZ of the decade.
Yeah,
just
but
again and again
it's
and again.
True. It's the last Jobs Friday of the decade.
Yeah.
A decade of jobs.
And what a jobs report it was to close out the decade.
Very true. In November, the U.S. economy created 266,000 jobs. That is way more than was expected. And the unemployment rate is back down to 3.5%, which is a 50-year low. The labor market is continuing to improve. It's doing great.
But as is our tradition, we can't stay positive all the time, right?
No. Economics is the dismal science.
Yeah.
We have to stick to our brand. Bring on the grim.
Yeah, and in particular, though, we are not going to be focusing on the monthly fluctuations in the jobs report. Instead, we are going to be talking about an idea that crosses all of our minds at some point, quitting our job and taking a new one. Not like our specific job, Stacey's in mind, but like in general, the idea of switching jobs.
Right, like who doesn't fantasize about like walking into your boss's office and just like looking him right in the eye and saying, I quit!
Take this job and shove. You know how it goes. Yeah.
This might be our last Jobs Friday. It's so true, but, you know, actually, this is also a serious topic of study for economists who try to answer questions like, you know, how much more money can people make in their careers if they switch jobs a lot versus if they stick in the same job for a long time? Or, you know, is it good for the economy as a whole if people quit their jobs a lot?
So, today on the show, switching jobs.
I quit!
What does the research say?
So exhilarating.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, State Farm. Why do you need State Farm renter's insurance? Because it helps protect the stuff landlords don't, like your furniture that gets drenched by a broken pipe. State Farm renter's insurance. Find an agent or get a quote at statefarm.com. Support also comes from Capital One, where you can open a savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet? Capital One N.A., member FDIC.
To discuss the topic of switching jobs, we brought in our frequent Jobs Friday guest, Martha Gimbel. Earlier this year, she was the director of economic research at the Indeed Hiring Lab, and she is now the manager of economic research at Schmidt Futures.
That is a relatively new job for you, Martha.
It is an extremely new job for me. It is 2.5 months.
All right, so we might label you a job switcher.
We should definitely label me a job switcher.
Martha the job switcher.
Yep.
And very lucky Schmidt Futures. But Martha's not alone. The Bureau of Labor Statistics publishes something called the quits rate. And right now, the quits rate is 2.3%, which means that 2.3% of U.S. workers are walking into their boss's offices and saying, I quit, each month. And the majority of them are quitting to take new jobs.
That's absolutely higher than it was a few years ago, and that reflects the tightening labor market.
During the brutal recession more than 10 years ago, the quits rate collapsed because the number of available jobs collapsed. So workers couldn't quit to switch jobs because there were no jobs to switch to. But as the labor market has recovered in the decades since, the quits rate has also gone up.
But if you take a longer-term view, it seems like people are still not switching jobs as much as they used to a few decades ago. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has only been calculating the quits rate since the year 2000. But Martha says researchers have tried to extrapolate what it would have been back in the late 1990s, and it was much higher back then.
Much higher.
People are a little bolder.
And it is people in all age groups who are switching less now. But as for why they're switching less,
The answer is we don't really know.
What?
I know. It's really frustrating. You know, this is a measure. Economists talk about fluidity or churn. What it really means is how much things are turning over in the economy. And a bunch of different measures of fluidity or churn have been going down over the last two decades.
Basically, the economy has become less dynamic than it used to be in a number of ways. People switching jobs at a slower pace, but also a slower pace of new businesses being created each year, and people moving less for their jobs. But the precise reason for all these trends is something that economists are still working on.
And the pace of job switching really does matter for the overall macro economy. For one thing, it is a healthy sign when a lot of workers switch jobs because, obviously, it shows that there are a lot of job opportunities to switch to. But Martha also points to research showing that when workers switch jobs, it also causes faster wage growth throughout the whole economy.
Yeah, think about it this way. People who switch jobs mainly do it for financial reasons. And we don't deny, by the way, that there are plenty of other good reasons why someone might switch jobs, like a terrible boss or an exciting new opportunity that offers a higher status, a chance to expand your network of contacts, etc. But overall, Martha says, a higher paycheck is the main reason. And in fact, data from the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta do show that in the past year, people who have switched jobs have been getting bigger raises than people who have stayed in their jobs.
So right now, wage growth for people who've switched jobs is about 4.3%. And for those who've stayed in their jobs, it's about 3.3%.
But the gains from people switching jobs don't just go to the people who take those new jobs. Some of the benefits are shared with people who stay in their current jobs.
So if there's someone at your company who quits for a higher paying job and people at the company start advocating for higher wages, the employer is going to be more likely to listen since they've already seen another worker get lured away by higher wages.
And as for how much quitting your job, dear listener, can help you individually, Martha has also looked at the data and research on this. And the estimates kind of vary a lot, but they show that in general, young workers in particular, people in their 20s and early 30s, reap big wage gains from switching jobs. But Martha is quick to add that the gains are not just limited to the young.
So there's some research showing that younger workers tend to see returns to switching jobs, but older workers don't. When you dive into that, that's because younger workers tend to switch jobs because they find a better opportunity elsewhere. Older workers tend to switch jobs because there's an issue with their old job or even, you know, for a personal reason, like a family commitment. And so if you look at older workers who do, in fact, switch jobs because they find a better job, they still see those gains. It's just that they're less likely to be switching for those reasons.
Yeah, this also goes to show that people should not just quit their jobs for arbitrary reasons or even because you might dislike your boss or your teammates or whatever.
Hey, what do you mean your teammates?
I'm speaking in very hypothetical terms, right?
Okay. All right. Just checking.
You get the big gains from job switching when you really are leaving for a better job.
And switching jobs can bring longer-term benefits, too, especially if the new job represents a kind of promotion, like more status in addition to more pay, or if the new job is a better fit for somebody's skills so that a worker can produce more or better stuff in their new role.
Yeah, this is actually something economists worry about in recessions, is that, you know, we talk about it as the job ladder, but that people have a harder time moving up the job ladder and improving the match quality of their job. And that's actually something that longer recoveries can help workers with, that they can better move into a job that's a good fit for their skills, which puts them in a stronger position when the next recession hits.
So that's it. A decade of jobs reports in the bag. And what a decade it's been, Stacey. Should we celebrate by quitting this sweet NPR gig?
No! No way!
All right. We just shouldn't make it clear that we're not going to do that.
No, that's right. True. That's true. We do have a lot of data here that's making a compelling case.
We should hope that other people quit NPR a
right.
lot and then be like, hey, you don't want to
and drive
lose
up
us.
Our wages.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, Netflix, call us.
That's right. Martha sent us a lot of research for this episode that we used, and so we couldn't name all of it, but please go to npr.org/money, and we'll post links to it there. This episode was produced by Lena Sonsgiri and fact-checked by Nadia Lewis. Our editor is Patty Hirsch. The Indicator is a production of NPR. Have a great weekend.